In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Welcome back, my friends, to Common Prayer. I am Kathy B. with you today, and it's a new week. Monday, day 17 of our journey through what we hope is just an increasingly meaningful season of Lent for you. We're glad you're joining us today as we begin our fourth week already of being together. And we hope this time serves as a holy pause, this 10 or 12 minutes or so every day. I read something last night that made me think of this season and you and the purpose of Lent. One of my favorite authors, Emily P. Freeman, writes this. She says, just like our homes receive regular seasonal input with holiday decor, school papers, sports equipment, and even ants and pollen in the spring, so our souls receive regular input as well. And as decluttering is to the home, so silence, stillness, and reflection are to our souls. We are our best, most focused, and intentional selves when we incorporate a regular rhythm of reflection in our lives. Isn't that great? And that's really why we're here, to reflect and to ask the Lord to declutter our souls. Our word for today is treasure, treasure. And our scripture is from Matthew 6:21, which says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let's take some moments right now to ask the Lord to still and to center your heart and your mind and to listen for what God has for you today. Our word is treasure, and our scripture again is from Matthew 6. Let me read verses 19 through 21 from the Passion Translation. Don't hoard for yourselves earthly treasures that can be stolen by thieves. Material wealth eventually rusts, decays, and loses its value. Instead, stockpile heavenly treasures for yourself that cannot be stolen and will never rust, decay, or lose their value. For your heart will always pursue what you value as your treasure. Your heart will always pursue what you value as your treasure. What comes to mind when you hear that word, treasure? Is it Pirates of the Caribbean? Is it a new toy? Is it jewels? Precious metals? Well, the English word for treasure comes from the old French word trésor. Trésor. And that's the name of an expensive Lancôme perfume, by the way. And both words carry the meaning of something of great worth. And the French word sounds a little more luxurious, right? But to treasure something is to value it greatly. It means to cherish. And another definition is to find value in a person or a thing. Valuable or precious possessions of any kind, to keep or regard as precious, to value highly. This past late summer, my husband and I had to evacuate our family cabin in the Santa Cruz Mountains when the CZU complex fire, along with many other fires at that time in California, was spreading indeed like wildfire toward our 90-year-old summer place. And within about an hour or less, we super quickly had to decide what was really the most valuable to us and what our true treasures were in that place. So my husband, Ron, FaceTimed me from the cabin, about 45 minutes or an hour away from home, and pointed his phone at various things in the place. And he would say, "Do you want this? Do you want that? Do you want this?" And it was kind of intense. But ultimately, we didn't choose beds or tables, couches or dressers. We chose precious family pictures. We chose hand-knitted blankets, a watercolor painting from Ron's Aunt Allie that we'd received for our wedding. We had never had to do something like that before. And that exercise brought into a much clearer focus what some of our true treasures really were. Our scripture tells us, "For your heart will always pursue what you value as your treasure." And I was thinking that when all is said and done, really, there are just worldly treasures and heavenly treasures, or eternal treasures. And Matthew 6 tells us that earthly treasures eventually rust, decay, and lose their value. Can I ask you, do you know what your earthly treasures are? What would be at the top of your list for that? Your home? Your car? Maybe a few favorite pieces of art? Your financial portfolio? A favorite piece of clothing? What's the most precious and valuable to you? Take a moment to think about that. Well, our scripture tells us that eternal treasures are God, His Word, and people. God, His Word, and people. And none of these three things can ever be stolen. They won't rust, decay, or ever lose their value. Are you pursuing knowing God better and better each day by making time for Him, by obeying Him? Are you reading and meditating on God's Word, talking about it with others, asking questions, just concentrating on what He has to say? Are you investing in people? Are you praying for them? Are you serving people? Are you loving people? Are you listening to them? Because if you are, if what is becoming most valuable to you is God, His Word, and people, your treasure and your heart will be there too. And there is nothing better. For our daily practice today, I want to make this suggestion for you to actually do something and to act on this. consider as a sign of your intention to invest in the treasures of heaven, can I suggest that you make today a no shopping day? No going to the store, no shopping online, just nothing today. Instead, would you consider spending the time that you would have spent shopping doing something thoughtful or special for someone else? A family member, a neighbor, a friend in need. Be thoughtful, be intentional about serving someone else and loving them today. Amen. We'll see you again right back here tomorrow.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.